Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary. In doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Good morning, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, Deacon Joel Lewis, Pastor Joel Lewis. I wear many, many hats, and you are listening to the best internet program on the net, Free on the Inside. That freedom comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, being free to do the things that God put to your hands to do. We're in for a great time this morning. We'd just like to say hello to Beverly Beasley and her staff over at Granny's Place. Granny Place is a sponsor of this program each and every week, and Granny Place have a name change. We're now called Granny Place Ministry. I like to refer to it the shortcut version, GP Ministry. And so we'd like you to still log on to that site. The site is still the same. That's Granny's Place Ministry. .org. You can go to that site there, look at our web page and see some of the things that we're involved in. We also have several other program that's associated with this Blog Talk Network. We have My Sister, My Friend, which hosts by Beverly Beasley and LaShondra Lewis. They come on every Monday. From 8 to 9, they talk about women issues. Very great show. I encourage you to take time and listen in and call in. That call-in number for all our shows and for this particular program is 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126 is the call-in number. We also have another show. I'm going to give you a list of the shows that's associated with our program. We have Street Talk, which comes on from 9 to 10 on Friday nights, is dealing with young men and women issues. The age range is from 25 and under, so please take time and listen in. They have some great topics each and every week. So call in and encourage someone to call in and support that show, because we want to encourage our young men and women to be all they can be in Christ Jesus. We also have a church that comes on Sunday mornings. It's Free Will Baptist Church out of Duncanville area. Pastor Terry, he's a great man of God. They come on from 11 to 12 on Sundays. So if you're unable to get out, if you're homebound, or just want to listen to some more words of encouragement on a Sunday morning, please feel free to log in to this site here and listen to God's word is being shared. And we'd like to say thank you to all our sponsors of this program and all our past guests that's been on here. We want to say hello to you. Thank you for your support of the program. We have a great show this morning here. Our guest is going to call in here in a few minutes. If not, I'm going to call him. But we have one of the instructors from the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry School. They're located in the Duncanville area, and he's going to come on. He's going to tell us some things that's going on in the school and in his life. And then after then, we will have a guest from the Louisville Church. It's called the New Beginning Church out of Louisville, Texas, and he's going to talk to us about some ministry opportunity that his church is involved in, and encourage you to be about our Father business. Again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. Amen. And so we're going to call our guest up here, and we're going to see if we're able to get in touch with them. And we know we are, but we just need them to call us, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So as we got our guests calling in right now, let's see if they're going to call in. We're just waiting on them to come in. But I encourage you to go to our website and listen to some of our shows and see what God is up to. We have some great archives. We have some great shows. And I encourage you to be about our Father's business here. Amen. And as we get ready to get our guests to come on here in a few minutes, we want to encourage them to call into the show. Amen. And we encourage you to tell someone, take this opportunity to call me. It encourage you to call into this program and have someone to and tell someone about us. Amen. Tell someone about us. Amen. So we're waiting on our guests to come in here. And before while we got guests in, we're going to play a little music here, and then we'll just go on with the business at hand. Amen. And so our guests should be giving us a call here shortly, and we know how these things go. So thank God for what he's able to do. And, you know, at our last week episode of our show, we pray that you was encouraged by what you had heard last week. We pray that you've been encouraged by all the shows. Okay, we have our guest calling in right now. We have him in queue, so we want to thank him for calling in. And it's going to be Reverend Scott from the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry. He's going to come on. He's going to share with us what does says the Lord. Amen. Good morning now, Pastor Scott. You're on the net.
Good morning, Minister Lewis. God bless you this morning.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Oh, I'm excited about what God is doing here. Will you please introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what God is up to in this time in your life?
Amen. Good morning, listening audience. I am Pastor Scott, the founder, overseer of Covenant Word Ministries Church, located at 1501 Bluebird Drive, Little Am, Testis. Minister Lewis, God has got us doing some great and awesome things, spreading his word, giving him praise because he's worthy to be praised, and we're winning souls for Christ. Amen?
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You know, Mr. Scott, as I've been knowing you the length of time I have, man, I'm very excited about what God is doing in your life. I met you over at the school. Will you give us some insight on the school that we attend, the Ministerial School, Abundant Spiritual Life?
Amen. Amen. Abundant Spiritual Life has been just a tremendous blessing, not only in my life, but in my family's life. Fun and Spiritual Life is just a great place, a great opportunity to go in and learn the Word of God and their loving arms and their caring. You know, I heard it on the radio one day, and God moved them, and I moved in that direction. And Minister Lewis, I can tell you, it's been a blessing ever since. I mean, they welcomed me with open arms. They came in and they gave me the material that I needed, and here it is, 2.5-3 years later, I'm a pastor of a church, winning souls and doing great things for God. Amen?
Amen, amen. Now, tell us about the school, where it's located at, and some of the classes that's available and the length of time of the classes.
Amen. The school is located at 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto, Texas, 75134. There is a phone number that you can also reach someone at the Bond Spiritual Life School, and the phone number is 214-869-1994. Again, 214-869-1994. The school is a year and 3 months course, amen, for licensing, and a year and 3 months for ordination. Maybe you might not aspire to be licensed or ordained, or maybe you might just want to come in and learn more about God's Word. This is a great place and a great opportunity for you to do just that. There are two levels to the school. Level one is the licensing phase, and level two is the ordination phase. There are some great materials. There are some great books. And, Minister Lewis, guess what? The school is free. The school is absolutely free. The school
Amen.
Is free, Minister Lewis. It is absolutely free. You pay for no books and no material. The school is absolutely free.
Isn't God
Amen.
Good?
Amen.
God
is awesome, isn't he?
Yes, sir. Now tell us about the hours, if anyone to currently attend classes over at Spiritual Abundant Life.
Currently, the classes are held on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12, and then they have an evening class, but they have a class that's newly started, amen, from 12:30 to 2:30. That's newly started. The schools are still in the first phase of the book before you say yes, so there is still an opportunity and time to go in and register and be with that class. But those are the hours if anyone is considering or God is leading you in on that heart and that way for you to do that. There is some openings at this time. Amen?
Amen, amen. Now tell me, did you ever think that God would be able to use you at such a time as this? Because we know that you said that God prompt you to go to school, but as you go to school, you're up with a lot of challenges. Tell us how you were able to work through those things.
Amen, Minister Lewis. At the point of my life when I heard about the Spiritual Life, I was not in Christ at that moment and happened to be listening to the Christian radio, trying to get my mind renewed back into Christ, and heard a broadcast over the radio, and God spoke to me and moved in that direction. I always knew I had a calling on my life, didn't exactly know what the calling was, but on the point of taking that phone call and calling in and being so welcome, and I invited to Abundant Spiritual Life. When I got there, I knew that was the place that God had led me to be. The people were so nice and so caring and so warm, and they gave me instructions. They gave me the material. They gave me the tools that I needed. And when we give God all the glory first, but I must give glory and honor to my instructors and my leader and my founder, Apostle Mundell and Pastor Mundell and Assistant Dean Clifford Avery. They came in and they poured in investment. They made an investment into my life. Now I'm able to make an investment to the life of my family and to the life of others. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that's what we wanted to highlight and talk about, making that investment. I think it's very important to have a good foundation, and the school gives you a good foundation and something to work on. We all are familiar with the Word of God, but yet that's more to it than what we just may have learned in Sunday school. And this school gives us an opportunity to go deeper into the Word of God. This school designed us to have opportunity to work the gifting that God has put in us as ministry gifting. You know, this school can develop outreach ministry, jail ministry, and street ministry. Talk about some of those things if you care to.
Amen, amen. It's so many opportunities in the Word of God, and once you receive the Word of God, this school have afforded us. Minister Lewis, I'm going to even back up a little bit more. This school was the only school that gave me the opportunity to use my gift as a pastor, to use my gift as a preacher. When all other doors were shutting, they opened up their doors and said, you use this platform, and look at God, over 3 years later, the church is 3 years old, and we're growing, and we're on the move, and so many of my students are in different outreaches, in different ministries, in healing ministries, in ministries of laying on of hands. There are so many gifts, all afforded by Spunder Spiritual Life School. Amen?
Amen, amen. God bless you. And, you know, I just wanted to echo what you were saying. A few months ago, we was involved in a street ministry revival, and the school came out, and they supported what we was doing, and it was a great opportunity to let the people see the hand of God is moving mightily. You know, sometimes people want to know, is God still able to do what he say he can do? Come out to the school and find out that God is still doing what he say he can do. There's no failure in his word.
Amen.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
God is still in the blessing business, Minister Lewis, and I feel that. And it was so warm, the love and what everyone showed you as y'all went out to the street ministry at the school went out. I tell the school all the time as an instructor there, we are a body. We are stronger together than we are apart. And when one part of the body is missing, it doesn't function properly. So I minister that to the students as an instructor, and I teach them that we are a body. As a school, we are a body. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, as you have been instructed at the school, tell us about the growth that you have experienced through the teaching and the students, and how God is raising people up mightily in the ministry.
Amen. Just coming in and seeing the growth. I was telling them last week how I've seen their maturity, how I've seen their growth. And I have seen their growth in their conversation, in their walk, in their study, in their prayer life. Even some come to me and say, you know what, this school has been a blessing. Now my family is closer together. My walk is closer together with God. I give more. I help more. So many testimonies, Minister Lewis, and that the students come and give me on a weekly basis how the Word of God at AFL Ministry have blessed them and moved them to another level in Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, again, give us the address of the school in case someone just say, hey, I need to get this again.
The school address is 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto, Texas. Once again, 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto, Texas, 75134. And there is the phone number. You can reach someone at the school. Even today, 214-869-1994. Again, 214-869-1994.
Amen. And as you had made mention in our conversation about the founder ASL ministry. You know, it has several other schools in different states. Could you share with us where else the school is located?
The school is just doing great and awesome thing, and God is enlarging their territory. They have a school in the Bronx, New York. They're currently opening a school in Brooklyn. They're starting a new church in St. Pete, Florida. They also have a ministry in West Florida. They have a school in West Florida. They are doing awesome things. They are spreading. They're even talking about taking it to Trinidad and other parts of overseas that they've been approached by this school. This school has done great things. And once again, the school is free. Once again, the school is free. So if you, God laid on your heart to go to school, Minister Lewis, I could never afford to get the material and get to get the learning that ASL has afforded me. I could never afford that, but the school is absolutely free.
Amen, amen. Because it ain't so much as the money, you know. So I'm attending.
Right.
It's the spiritual growth and the care that you know that's involved in the ministry there. Because the word of God is going to go out. It's going to go out.
Amen.
And it's going to accomplish what it's supposed to do. And we never know the hearts that are being shaped by the students that's in ministerial school. Some of them are going to be great speakers. Some of them are going to be great evangelists. But they're going to be all around good people in Christ Jesus. You know,
amen.
As I'm going to the school and my spiritual life is developing and growing, I can see so many things that God has set in motion that I wasn't even aware of. You know, if you're being exposed to more of God's word, your eyes are being open and your ears are being open.
Amen.
To the words and the saying of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you're doing. You know, because you really have to make yourself available for the teaching. You have to prepare yourself prior to going down there sharing the gospel with our men and women that's in the class. Now tell us now, how did what makes you do what you do? What makes you, what time
Amen.
After time? You done went through the school, now you out and you still going. So why are you doing this?
Amen. Minister Lewis, first of all, it's the love I have for my God. I love God. I'm not only love him, I'm in love with him. And when I'm in love with him, I am willing to do whatever he called me to do. Because I'm so in love with him for the things he's done in my life. And I also told myself, this school, I owe it all to God, first of all, but this man and woman of God that opened their doors and opened their arms and made the investment in me, I am ever grateful for them, and I am ever grateful for the school, because I could never afford to go to the school, first of all, to pay, and second of all, what they've deposited in me. And now that I go to church on Sunday and I minister and I go down there and teach and to see the faces of the people, it's no other greater place that I want to be than in God's presence and in the presence of his people, teaching them more about his word.
And that's so true. You know, one of the things that when I first started going to school there, they would ask us, what do you want to do in ministry? A lot of times people don't know what they want to do, but schools like this,
right.
And this here particular school, would allow you to know what the plans that God have for you.
Yes, yes, yes. That is so true, Minister Lewis. I told you, I went there with a calling on my life and didn't know exactly what it was, but once I set up under the teaching and the instruction of the instructors, they gave me the material, they gave me the tools, they prayed for me, they prayed for my family, and it all came into full circle, and God showed himself and said, I'm going to use you in a mighty way.
And we know that God is no respecter of person. For what he done for one, he can do for another. And ASL Ministerial School allows you to work in that gifting that God gives you. And, you know, and we see in ministries develop out of the school, out of the ministerial teaching here, how ministries are being brought about. Yes, it is. It's just so many. Now tell us about what do you see God doing in your life and in the life of your church at this here time here? Because God is constantly revealing himself. But as you get more exposure to God and God is speaking to you, I know it's kind of hard to say these things, but what is God putting on your heart at such a time as this?
Minister Lewis, I'm glad that you asked that today. God has put it on my heart to reach out to our men, our young men, our young women, to reach out in the community, to reach out into the neighborhood, and win souls for him. We have a mission statement at the church, and our mission statement is building God's kingdom one soul at a time. If we can reach one and we can build from that, God will be glorified in it, and God will get all the praise and all the glory. He's moving me to teach and build and minister and give someone else an opportunity that I have, Minister Lewis. I have been afforded a great opportunity, and I would love for someone to have that same opportunity as God has afforded me.
Hey, man, that is truly a blessing. And, you know, and as you said, something that's very I'm very passionate about, because I do a lot of ministry. I don't talk about it because that's what God put my hands to do. But later on today, I'm going out to the juvenile department, and we do a ministry down there every third Saturday at one of the juvenile centers here in Dallas, Texas. This is an internet program, so we're located in Dallas, Texas. And we go down there and we share with the young men, and the young men are yearning, and they hungry for guidance. They hungry for the word of God, but they don't know how to apply it. They know they want things of the world, but they don't know about what the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these other things will be added. They got it twisted. They trying to get these other things, then add God. And a lot of times they challenge me and my spiritual walk. Not that they don't think I'm man of God, but they say, where the rest of y'all? I said, we come down here to share with y'all. They look around, it's just me. And because they hear people say they love him, but they don't see that love manifested in the flesh, you know. Words, you tell you love them, but you show you not loving them. And the young people are confused about that. But I'm so glad that you say you have a desire to reach out and touch our young men and women that's incarcerated, our young men and women that listen to music that's shaping their young minds. You know, I talked to him about Lil Wayne and about Dre, and I was telling him, you know, Dre, you know, he ain't got the tattoo, but he's singing the music like he done went to school and college, and Lil Wayne like he just living a thug life. What's the difference? You do really want to live like that? They both are very gifted and talented, but you have to define yourself of being a man or woman of God. And our young people, they don't know the Bible, but I have to tell them Bible principles.
Yes.
About how God is still able to do, how God have a plan for them and have a future. And I ask them, what do you want to do from here? You know, because I do prison ministry. I see them on both sides, when they're young, going in, and when they're already incarcerated most of their life. And I try to use the word of God to change their life. So I thank you for what you're doing. And that's what the ministry school is about, developing ministry that can reach out. Because, you know, if it had not been for someone that was pray for us, where would we be?
That's true, minister. It's true. You're definitely true.
And you know, Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, you know, enemy has permission to get you, but when you're restored, that means you're going to get out of that. You don't have to be a drunk all life. You don't have to be a liar.
Right.
You don't have to walk the streets of dope head. You're going to get out of this.
Right.
And when you do, you strengthen your brother.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And you know, and that's what the school is about. And I thank you for that passion. I heard it in your voice, and it fired me up.
Yes, I have a definite passion for minister. If people don't know, I drive 50 miles one way to teach these men and women of God the word of God. No pay, never received a dime, but I do it because I love Christ. And Christ, he continues to bless me. He blessed me to get up this morning. He's already paid me. Calvary was my payment. He's already made the payment, and I could never repay him, but I'm so thankful.
My Lord, what a mighty God we serve. We have a caller on the line here this morning that just may want to give you words of encouragement and just want to say something. So we're going to stop a moment here, and I want to thank you for being a guest on the program. I want to thank you for doing what you're doing, for making yourself available to be used by God. And we're going to see if our caller wants to say something. Good morning, caller.
Amen.
You're on the net. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to our program. I have a guest on this morning. You're listening to Free on the Inside with your host, Minister Lewis, and our guest this morning is Pastor Scott. Would you like to say hello to him?
Good morning, Pastor Scott. How are you doing this morning?
God bless you. God bless you.
Man, I'm I'm encouraged to see that you are spreading the gospel and the good news to our young people as well as those who are incarcerated. It's encouraging to see someone else upholding the Bud Stain banner for those who need to see it waving at a time such as this.
Amen. God bless you for that. God bless you.
Now, I'm just joining, so what part of the world are you in?
We're in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, we're in Dallas, Texas. And now, what's your name, sir?
David Vaughn.
Hey, hello, David. I thought I recognized your voice. Welcome to our program, David. I'm speaking with Pastor Scott. He's the instructor over at the ASL Ministerial School. He's teaching the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're located here in the Dallas, Texas. And, David, I think you're where now?
I'm down in the Beaumont, Houston area.
Yes, Beaumont. And now, David, thank you for calling in, because Pastor Scott was talking about how ministries are being developed. Tell us briefly what ministry that you're a part of to kind of encourage him that, you know, continue to do what we do.
Well, we're part of what we call is Our God is Alive Reintegration Ministry. We're working here at the Richard P. LeBlanc unit, where we're teaching family financial principles. We're teaching making peace with your past, and we're teaching discipleship to try and prepare our guys that are here at the Substance Abuse Center to go home in the next 6 months to be all that God has called them to be. And I would love to send them to you, Pastor Scott, so they can get some more direction after they get from behind these bars.
Amen. 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 Definitely need some information with Minister Lewis, or maybe we can get a contact number so we can reach out and continue to further their lives. Amen. And continue to lead them in the way that God would have them to go. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I tell you, go right ahead. We got a few more minutes here before Pastor Scott get off the line. David.
Well, I was just going to say that I'm learning new techniques, and I'm learning new styles, but here's what I am passionate about. I am passionate about young men and women learning to trust, lean, and depend on God. And if we can just get them to do that, then I believe we've done our part. And if we could just get them to get rid of some of that thinking that has caused them to suffer, and then to learn how to rejoice, we're gonna see a mighty move of God all over this land.
Amen, amen, amen. And David, thank you for calling in. You know, David do a reentry program for young men that's down at the LeBlanc Prison Unit. And so David have a passion for getting young men reintegrated into society. Pastor Scott, thank you for calling in, and we're going to get you in touch with David, and maybe you can work along with that program to help our young men, because as they're being released, some of them are coming back to the Metroplex, and they have a sense that God is calling them, because of their past experience, it's hard to be reintegrated sometimes. So this will give them a platform to be used by God. Now, David,
amen.
Before you get off the air here, would you care to leave a number so someone that's listening to this program that might want to call you and ask you more information regarding your particular ministry?
My phone number is 409-782-8940.
Amen. And the name.
Okay, and our name of our group is Our God is Alive.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And David, thank you for calling. Dave, we got another guest that's coming up here in a few minutes, so we're going to wind down this conversation with us and let Pastor Scott say a few words, and then we'll bring in the next guest. I want you to hold on, though, because I think you'll be very encouraged by the next guest.
All right. I'm here.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Now, Pastor Scott, thank you very much for being a guest on the program. We're getting ready to get out of here with this portion of our program.
Hey.
Will you please give us words of encouragement for someone that said, man, I don't know if I can do it. Encourage them that God could do more than they could ever imagine, how God is calling them to a better lifestyle. God is calling them for ministry.
Bible study the other night, I can't get it out of my spirit that God gave me. God said, don't give up. If someone that I'm listening to today that's listening to my voice around this world, on this globe, on this internet radio, I'm here to tell you, don't give up. The Bible says that they that wait up on the Lord, if you wait up on him and you trust him, as David said, God will bring you out, because this too shall pass. be encouraged. Know that Pastor is praying for you. Pastor loves you because I have the love of God that lives within me. Amen.
Amen. Again, the name of the school and the address?
ASL Ministry. Hallelujah. I'm on my way there to teach a 10 o'clock class. Amen. ASL Ministry, 336 Southampton Road in DeSoto, Texas. 75134, and there is a phone number. You can contact someone even today as I speak at about 10 o'clock, 214-869-1994. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll be talking later.
Thank you, Minister Lewis. God bless you.
Amen. Oh, what a great interview that we had that with Pastor Scott over at the ASL Ministry, Ministerial School. He's an instructor over there, a great man to God. And we pray that you've been encouraged. He left us some contact numbers, and we have Dave on the line. He shared some things with us. And so we ask you to follow up on these numbers. We pray that you've been encouraged and that your ministry is growing and developing because of programs like this. We're not the only one doing this, but perhaps this is the program you need to listen to for such a time as this. And we have our next guest on the line here. I'm excited about this young man that's coming on here. He's going to come on. He's going to share with us a portion of street ministry and outreach ministry and what God is doing in their life, in the life of the church right now. So the next voice you'll hear right now will be Minister Green from the New Beginning Church out in Louisville, Texas. Good morning, Minister Green. Good morning, Minister Green. Hey, man, Mr. Green ain't on there yet, so we're going to let him come right on here. We dropped out and we lost his call. I tell you what, then, what we're going to do, we're going to just give him a call and we're going to see what's going on with him, amen, and try to bring him in here right quick. And so I want to encourage you to please call our number here and please tell someone about the program. Tell someone about how God is showing mighty. Showing himself mighty, showing himself strong. Amen. And so what we're going to do now, we're going to call up our next guest here, and we pray that you've been encouraged. Give you an opportunity to call someone up and tell them about what God is doing. Amen. And let you be about our Father's business. And so and as the show is developing, if you have any ministry opportunities you like to share with us, if you just like to let people know what's going on, please feel free to give us a call, and we'd like to get you scheduled in here, and so you too can be a guest of the program. Amen. And we have our guest on the line right now.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Minister. Good morning, Pastor Green. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. Oh, well, we had a great time this morning so far, but you're going to just keep adding to what God is doing. Amen. Minister Green, will you please introduce yourself and tell us about what God is put to your hands to do?
Good morning, saints of God. My name is Minister Frank Green, and I'm from the New Beginnings Church in Louisville. And God is truly blessing us, and he's doing some magnificent things with our church. We're only a five-year-old church, and our ministry has expanded to over 600 members. God has blessed us with a wonderful campus, and we're doing some magnificent things at New Beginnings. All of our ministries are starting to flourish, and our members are starting to grow. But, you know, that's not the complete mission of the church. God has commanded us to go out and make disciples of other people. We are now on a crusade to go out and to win souls to the Lord. New Beginnings is a member of the Baptist General Convention of Texas, and we are involved in ministry with them and actually sowing seed to other churches. 10% of our tithes and offerings actually go out to help these other churches grow and to start their ministries up, to let them go out and grow and win others to Christ as well. We're also involved in an outreach ministry. We actually have been blessed this year by the Lord to go to South Africa. We went with the International Commission and won over 6,000 souls to the Lord in over a week. God is truly moving with us right now. I've been telling the congregation, you know, it's an amazing thing right here in the great state of Texas and even in our own neighborhoods. We have people that have been disenfranchised and forgotten about, and that we have a responsibility to go out and reach out to these people, to restore that hope to them, to give them the message of Jesus Christ. So what God has placed on us right now is to go out and win souls locally as well. So that's why we're partnering with the Breath of Life Ministry and other small ministries within the community of Dallas-Fort Worth to start to minister to other people. You know, I had the opportunity to spend some time with the Breath of Life recently, and what I saw and what really amazed me was how so many people are in such need right now, and how so few people came out to roll up their sleeves to minister to these people. What it placed on my heart was that an even stronger desire to go out and win souls locally. So what we're doing right now is we're starting outreaches all over the community, and what we want to do is bring the message to Jesus Christ to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to Texas, to the United States, and take it throughout the world. So we're on a crusade right now to win souls to Jesus. And that's where we are.
Hey, man, you know, and it was a joy to have you and part of the ministry to come down there to experience the what God is doing in South Dallas. That we know that that's a very economically depressed part of town where we was at.
Mm-hmm.
But yet God was showing himself mightily. You know, we had, when you was down there, I think it was three other ministries that was a part of it. So, you know, I enjoy ministry because you don't have to do this yourself. You had made mention how you had partnered with other ministries. How important it is to partner with other ministries to take care of our Father's business.
Oh, absolutely. We're finding that in doing this, these partnerships open other doors as well. You know, God gave us some very simple things to live by. Love one another. You know, we saw what heaven must look like. We had people in that circle who we normally would not have come in contact with. When we stood there and prayed, there were all nationalities, all denominations, all there for one purpose, to serve the one God. So I think it's so important for us to get out there and show people that there is love and there is hope coming from the church.
And that's so true. And, you know, you said all races of people and all denominations, and it was on both sides of it, the ones that had and the ones that had not. And that's the joy of it. That's the joy of how you make yourself available to be used by God and how souls and hearts were being changed.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Tells some, now, some of the things that your church is up to with the foreign ministry, I'm very excited about that, and I want to be a part of it. Tell us about that process, to kind of encourage someone else to say, hey, I'd like to do something like that.
Amen. Well, I mentioned earlier that we went to South Africa back in February. We went with the International Commission out of Louisville, and we partnered with 17 other African churches, and we went out into the mission fields. When I tell you we went uphill both ways, every way, in the African sun, it was absolutely phenomenal, life-changing. The wonderful thing about the African continent and being African-American, being a military man, I've traveled all over the world, but it was nothing like setting foot on the ground in South Africa. And the amazing thing was, had never been there, but I felt like I was at home, one. Two, God showed and revealed to me and took me out of even more of my little comfort zone, because the first person that I came in contact with to talk to him about the Lord didn't even know who Jesus was. So we had to not only explain the plan of salvation, we had to explain Jesus. And in doing that, that person was one with Christ. This lady had tears in her eyes and danced with joy to get the good news of Jesus. And it inspired us to move even further, to go even deeper, because it's a wonderful thing to receive the gospel, but it's even more wonderful to give it to someone else. So we're now also partnering with the International Commission to travel this coming July in 2015 to Zimbabwe. So we're making preparations now to go, and if anybody is interested, they're more than welcome to contact us at New Beginnings. We do have the information. I tell people all the time, the trip itself may sound expensive to you, but if God is going to send you, he will equip you, and he will make sure that there's a way for you to go. So I tell everybody not to worry so much about the plane tickets and the hotel fees and different things, but focus on what God would have you to do.
Hey, man, that is so true. That is so true. Now, as you were sharing with us a while ago, how your church is in the forefront of helping developing ministries and supporting other ministries. We have people that listen to the program, and they don't know if they have enough resources to do what God put to their hands and their hearts to do. And I want you to go back over there, how there's organization and program that's available and that's established to support up-and-coming ministries or just ministries in general.
Absolutely. We are part of the Baptist General Convention of Texas, and they're an organization, a group of ministers and churches throughout Texas who get together, who actually mentor to these younger churches, They provide resources to these younger churches to help them develop to, into full-fledged ministries, because it is a difficult thing to start a church and to sustain it. And a lot of times with not only funding, but with those personal resources where these people come out and minister to you and instruct you and give you this, the background that you need to sustain your ministry. And my pastor is a very big advocate of the Baptist General Convention, and it's helped a lot of churches, and we're still involved with them, and they're still assisting us as well.
Amen, amen. And, you know, Pastor Green, I'm involved in street ministry, which you know about, and also the juvenile and jail and prison ministry. To help y'all working along those type of lines to kind of reintegrate our young men and women back into society, giving them some type of support and a working program for education and things of that nature.
I'm glad you mentioned that as well. The prison ministry is next on my major checklist of things that we want to do. Because we're being a young church, we're still developing a lot of the people in the church as well. But God has called some people in that church to mighty ministries, and the prison ministry is our next big staple. We want to get involved because it's one thing to rehabilitate to a secular world. It's a different thing when they come out filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that is going to determine those decisions. That is going to give them that hope. That's going to give them that direction they need to be not only productive citizens in the secular world, but be winners for Christ. And I think that's the most important thing that we can do. So our next phase will be to definitely get our men's and women's ministry involved in juvenile and prison ministry. And that's one of those things I would like to speak with you further on as well.
Hey, man, God bless you, God bless you, because I'm going out to the juvenile center after this program about 1 o'clock today and encourage our young men that that God have a plan for them. And, you know, and our young men and women, they're struggling with their identity. They're struggling with the issues of life.
Oh,
and
man,
how much so can a man or woman of God share with them, people that are being restored? That's what ministry
oh,
is
yes.
about, restoring and
about.
Also giving back. We have a caller on the line here, and we're going to see if they have any questions for you or just enjoy what they're hearing.
Amen.
Good morning, Dave. You're on the net.
Good morning, Mr. Green. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. Yourself?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. I've enjoyed listening to your presentation and hear about how you guys are working and how the church is growing. I'm excited to see that there's another minister and another group out there evangelizing and bringing people into the family of Christ.
That's encouraging to hear, my brother. It really is. I think the thing that's most important is now is to develop that faith, and that faith brings on that hope. And a lot of these people have lost hope, and that's the thing that that touched my heart so deeply, is that people look at these folks and look down on them, and they think that they're beneath them, or they smell bad, or this or that or the other. I said, you know, when I was out there in sin, when I was in the world, that's how I looked and smelled to God, and He loved me. So it changes my whole philosophy. The church as a whole now, we want to love on people that the world has forgotten about.
Right. I think
amen.
That's what we're called to do.
Now, David. Now, David, tell Mr. Green about the ministry that God allowed you to do here to kind of get him an insight and maybe ignite a fire within that ministry.
Mr. Green, I'm part of Our God is Alive. It's a reintegration ministry. We're actually ministering here in the Beaumont, Port Arthur area, where we mm-hmm. preach at the Richard P. LeBlanc Unit 3 Sundays out of the month. And most wow. of our guys are going to be coming home within a 6-month period. And they go to the Dallas, San Antonio, Houston areas. And so we're looking for other ministries to just give them numbers to that they might be able to continue the worship experience as well as develop and grow as God has called them to develop and grow once they mm-hmm. leave the facility. So
we're
really excited about that. And so, you know, we're teaching financial principles. We're teaching making peace with your past. And we also teach discipleship. So we're concerned about those three areas as well as, if they have kids, parenting. So we feel like if we can develop a network to be able to establish these guys, help them get established when they get home. I mean, it's so amazing. We have so many services. It's just what's the thread that connects us all together so that we're able to allow these men and women to take advantage of the services or the things that God has made available for them.
Excellent. Well, Minister David, I'd be happy to exchange information with you, and we'd like to be a resource, or we can discuss even further offline what we can do to be of assistance and be involved and be a resource here in the Louisville, Dallas-Fort Worth area.
I would love to. I'm sitting here thinking about a guy who is telling me that he needs some place to go or somebody to contact when he gets there. So I've already got their name written down here, and I'm quite sure Joel will figure out how to get us in contact. But I'm excited about this. One of my guys, quick testimony, one of my guys got home probably 5 years ago. We just got in touch with him last year. And Wednesday, he just called me out of the blue and said, "Hey, Dave, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing fine. Yes, I'm doing okay, but you're calling me. What's the problem?" He said, "The Lord had you on my mind. I don't know what he's up to, but let me pray for you." Now, keep in mind, there's a guy that we ministered to 5 years ago, and now he's calling to say, whatever God has got for you, you grab your wife and your family, and you guys just be ready. And so I'm excited about Joel's program, and I'm excited to hear about your program. And, you know, I'm going to say this one quick statement, then I'm going to be quiet. And that simply is, if the state of Texas is drawn up by oil, cattle, and prison, somehow the church has to figure out how we help that prison segment.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true. Dave, thank you very much for that comment. We got another call on the line. I want you to hold on. I want you to listen. Before you go, Dave, give us a number. Give us a number here so our listening audience can hear how to contact you. And I'm going to pass that number on to Minister Green and his ministry team. And as they develop ministries, you'll want to be a part of that. We want to have you in a phone directory.
All right. My phone number is 409-782-8940. Again, that's 409-782-8940. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you and then sharing with you the resources that we have, because we just believe that this is God's kingdom and this is God's business, and we love God and we love God's people.
Amen. God bless you. You're working out at LeBron Unit down in Beaumont, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
God
sir.
Bless you. Just hold on here, and we're going to bring in another call in. Reverend Green, we thank you for being a guest on the program here, and we want you continually to share what God is doing in your life. And we got next call on the line. Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Hey, how you doing, Dick Lewis?
We're doing great. Well, we have a great guest on the line here. We got a few more minutes to have him on the line there. It's Minister Green out of Louisville, Texas. And would you like to say hello and good morning to him, or just listen to the program?
Yeah, I like to talk to him.
He's
well,
on
good
the
morning.
Net.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. Yourself?
Okay. Well, I didn't get to listen too much of what you were really saying at first, but basically, can you tell me how long did it take you in order to you to organize your ministry?
Absolutely. We had a fledgling outreach ministry already. We had one of our deacons who was going to out to the nursing homes. He was spending time doing Bible study, praise and worship, that sort of thing. And we had one of our other ministries that were going out, you know, to the Salvation Army periodically. So what we wanted to do is put all of these things under one umbrella with our missions. So God said, make it so. And so we pulled everybody together. We looked at the resources, set up a calendar, started contacting the various agencies to see what ministries were available. It was over a weekend, to be honest with you. My pastor wanted to really move forward with our outreach ministry. We were actually planning our trip to Africa, and I kind of took up the coordination of the next mission trip. But we wanted to place it all under one umbrella so we could get our arms around it and give excellence to it. And that's the whole thing. God wants everything that we do to be done decent and in order. And my pastor has a saying, you know, he said, good is okay when excellent isn't available. And we wanted to move our ministry into the realm of excellence. So that took getting one person to kind of give oversight to it all and pulling all the pieces and parts together. But, you know, I found that there's such a need out in the community for the church to go out and be in leadership, to be into winning souls and give people back the hope that they don't have. So I believe it's if you get like-minded individuals together and you share ideas and look and call out and reach out to people who have a need, you're going to get the feedback you're looking for. You'll probably be overwhelmed with the amount of people that want you to come out and help. So if to put a bow around it, if God gives you that vision, that desire, and that mission to go out and win souls for Him, that's your mission right there. That's your ministry. Start with that. Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Hey,
does that answer your question?
Yeah. You answered them. Nice and to the point. You know, like being Reverend Lewis, now, you know, we're involved in this ministry that in Dallas, and we go out, and he goes out, and they feed the homeless around in the Dallas area. And one of the biggest problems we seem to have is like the participation of the neighborhood is just basically surrounding the our main interest, you know, and it seems like it's not being, well, it's not, you know, the people around seem to not the support. It's mostly it's from other areas around, and you know, basically, how did you pull in the surrounding area around what you tried to do?
We basically started with us because, you know, the disciples went out in groups of two. They were by themselves a lot of times. Paul and Silas went out and ministered by themselves. So it starts with us. I can't worry about what other people are going to do. What I'm concerned about is what Christ has called me to do. So if it's just me and I need to go alone, guess what? I go alone. I'll get some cans to get it, heat it up, stand out there and feed them if I have to. But what I want, I think the overall premise here is that you go and do what God has called you to do. Think of Abraham. Abraham had to go alone. So you may go out there and your example may be that example that draws other people in to do to help you. If you think about it, the primary goal is to make disciples of other men anyway. So if we go out and win a soul, that soul may decide to come back and roll up his sleeves and help you. So what I'll tell you is do not be weary in your well-doing. Press your way. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Do what you do best.
Amen.
Do what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your answer, sir.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Brother Daniel. Just hold on here if you can. And Minister Scott, thank you for your availability for this program. It's truly been a blessing. Now, as men and women are being called by God, sometimes they see that they don't have the resources or even the enough Bible knowledge to do what they do. What words of encouragement can you give them that God could do more than what they can imagine? What keeps you going in spite of everything that's going on around you?
Ah, that's a great question. I had a sermon recently, and it was out of Matthew 28, and we talked about, you know, the Great Commission. And it said that some worshiped Jesus when they saw him and some doubted. That doubt is the thing that we have to be aware of, that, you know, we feel inferior because I can't preach the way Deacon Lewis preaches or, you know, Minister David preaches. I don't know the scripture the way he does. That's a very valid point, but it's not the point. The point is that you have a testimony. And I tell people, just give your testimony. Tell them how God saved you. Because you'd be surprised people respond to people who have gone through something similar to them or that they see the need or see that, you know, we sometimes as ministers or preachers, someone told me recently that they don't feel like they can reach out and touch that we're above. And I said, you know, I don't ever want to be unapproachable. But I also need to show people that I am still human. There's still flesh here. I'm still a man. I still have struggles. And that somebody had to win me to Christ as well. So what I would encourage people to do is just give your testimony. Start there. God will equip you with the rest. Just give your testimony. Show some love. Hold a hand. Pray for someone. You'll be surprised the difference that it makes.
Oh, that is so true, that Pastor. That is so true. As I go out to the different jails and the prisons, I go down there just doing what God allows me to do. You know, and I don't try to make no big thing about it. I know the scripture. I study to prepare myself. But people are looking for real people that in real time. They're looking for men and women that say, hey, yes, I made some mistakes. I hadn't made a mistake, but they're looking for real people. And then we share the gospel with our young men. You know, the juvenile people, young guys and girls, they don't know the Bible, you know, per se,
right.
But they know Bible principles. So you got to wrap the word around some things that they know about seeking
yes.
ye first the kingdom of God, you know, Matthew 6:33. They got it back. Well, they seeking those things, and then they trying to add God to it, or not even
mm-hmm.
dismissing God. You got to let them know there's an order. There's an order, you know, and we serve a God of order, like you said. So there's a principle in living, you know, like the Ten Commandments. Where everyone knows about that from their very youth. But they had to realize
mm-hmm.
that the first four dealing with God and with God and man, and then the next one dealing with man and man relationship, you know. And so they have to know about these things. And so I thank you for what you're doing. And again, where are you located? And give us a contact number. Someone wants to, you know, continue to follow
absolutely.
This ministry, want to be a part of what you're doing.
Absolutely. We're at 1687 South Edmonds Lane in Louisville. Our phone number, our direct line, is area code 972-436-8900. And we're on the web also at nbcfm.org.
Hey, man, God bless you. God bless you. This has been a great interview, and I'm looking forward to having you to come back again and give us an update, because this is about our Father business, and we want to encourage other ministries to be a part of something greater than themselves. A lot of times people are challenged that they don't have the resources. Yes, you don't have the resources, but our Father, our God, our Savior, he owned the cattle of 1,000 hills, and he would
Amen.
Order your steps. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the ministry in South Dallas.
Yes, sir, absolutely. We look forward to spending some time with you, and say God bless you to you and all your listeners today. And we hope God keeps you and holds you, and hope everybody have a wonderful Saturday.
Amen. God bless you. You're listening to, and you're a guest on Free on the Inside. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Brother Daniel.
Yes. Yes,
sir. Well, man, what a great guest we had there. Man, we got a few minutes to get out. I'm sorry for not being able to bring you on, but, man, we had such a power-packed program this morning.
Yeah. Seems like we got another ministry in the fold, right?
Yes, sir, we do, man. God has truly been blessing us. And you know what, Rick, this ministry is about establishing other ministry, being a part of ministry. God, as we're being restored and God is bringing us in the fold and to bring us in with other ministry, we want to encourage other people to be about our Father business, because as Minister Green has said, that, you know, we don't have to do this alone. We partner with other ministries, and we could do a lot more of what God have us to do. The resources, sometimes people say, I don't have the money to feed nobody. But grab a couple of cans and a loaf of bread. You know, a few weeks ago we had a ministry on here called Hashtag Lunch Bag, man. They said, hey, we just make some sandwiches, put them in a brown bag, and go out and serve them. Isn't that awesome, brother?
Yeah, it's really awesome, man. Yeah, it's just I was reading a story about how when Jesus told them to go out and feed the multitude, and the first thing the disciples asked, man, how are we going to do all this? He said, just do it. And immediately he noticed that the food they had and the fish they had were just getting multiplied. You know, every time they look around, he said, you know, they were feeding the people. Then they had some eating left over.
Yes, sir. That's
so basically,
so true.
If you just do what God tells you to do, you know, everything is possible.
And you know what? We experienced that with our Feeding the Multitude. We go down to Dallas Life Foundation, and it's called Feeding the Multitude, because we were a small church, but we wanted to do something great for the Lord. And we just wanted to be about our Father's business. And our church, that we feed 300-400 people on a given Saturday once a year, and out of a meager income, you know, and God stretches that. So it's truly a blessing to be a part of something like that.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Brother Daniel, we got a few minutes before we get out of here. What's going on with you? And you like to share something with us before we get out of here?
Well, basically, you know, like we still got this little plan we got for the documentary we're going to try to shoot. And I want you and our little case study I wanted to get together, and we want to try to develop it a little bit more. And if you got anybody else that want to try to, you know, willing to volunteer their time and all that wanted to be a little case study on our documentary, they are welcome to to add to the, you know, the services. You know, we'll take anybody that really wants to be a subject in our study.
Hey, man, that sounds great, bro. Bro, I tell you what, we're going to pull something together like that. Man, we're about ready to get out of here, Brother Daniel. You'd like to close us out in the word of prayer and just be mindful, man, that God is in charge.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask you to help the ministries that we are talking to on our website today. Strengthen Brother Scott. Have him develop. Pull people to him. Help him develop. Help him spread the word of Jesus around the country, around the nation, and around the world. Because, you know, before Jesus come back, he said, my name will be known all around the world. All around the world, the name of Jesus Christ will be for every day and forever. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Dan. God bless you. And you are listening to Free on the Inside. We come on each Saturday morning from 8 to 9. We have great guests. Please feel free to share this program with anyone you like to, family, friends. You can post it to your Facebook page. And contact number is always 310-982-4126. And you have been listening to Brother Ricky Daniel. He's a co-host of our program, and I'm Minister Joel Lewis, and we're here to do no other thing than encourage you to be about our Father's business. God bless you, Brother Daniel.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lewis, and I hope to hear from you next week.
Amen.
He's on in.
You're listening to Free on the Inside. Be blessed in the Lord. Tune in next week for another great episode. I'm Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside.